and planning to use the space to open a school for aspiring aerosol artists. However, in late 2013, the New York City Planning Commission approved a plan to tear down the Five Points complex and build luxury apartments in its place. The owner of the complex, David Wolkoff, proposed the new development, calling the apartments an exciting project for the neighborhood. Meanwhile, Long Island City business owners mourn the loss of a unique attraction that brings tens of thousands of visitors to the area annually. Mark Levy, a local tour company owner, said, "We are unhappy to lose such a landmark, especially a place that's so welcoming to artists." Soon after the vote was announced, a group of 17 artists whose work adorned the buildings took legal action against Wolkoff, claiming that their artwork was protected under the law. However, after some early victories in court that delayed demolition of the complex, a federal judge finally rejected the artist's suit. In the early hours of November 19, 2013, a team of painters hired by Wolkoff whitewashed the entire complex, erasing 11 years of artwork and finally marking the end of a unique and beloved New York art haven. File 7B. Listening. Some simply see it as an eyesore, but for others, graffiti is as valuable as a Renaissance painting. For 11 years, graffiti, or aerosol art as it's often called, was given serious prominence as an art form in Long Island City, New York. From 2002 to 2013, the neighborhood was home to the Five Points Aerosol Art Center, a 200,000-square-foot factory-turned-outdoor exhibit space dedicated to graffiti by artists from across the globe. Well-known aerosol artists from Japan, Brazil, Canada, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and all over the U.S. journeyed to Five Points to work in its private indoor studios and spray their kaleidoscopic works outside on the brick walls around the industrial complex. The result was a visually stunning city block of giant murals representing an astounding array of graffiti art styles, from realistic portraits of people to monsters and mythical creatures to huge words like charm and stellar in stylized script. Five Points founder and former curator of the outdoor gallery is spray can veteran Jonathan Cohen. For years, Cohen had been looking to the future